For students in Nashville, Tennessee, getting your name on the honor roll isn't as easy as it used to be. Parents have asked the school district to enforce a 1970s-era privacy law. It prevents the release of a student's name without permission, even when it's to recognize a job well done. Some parents wonder why the issue even came up. From member station WPLN, Jacqueline Fellows reports.
On weekday mornings, about 540 students walk into Aiken Elementary, a three-story red brick building with students' artwork and bright banners hanging from the walls. But something is missing, the traditional list of students with an all-A report card that used to hang in the main hallway. Fourth grader Maggie Ward used to see her name on it, but not anymore.
Now you just get certificates sent home because you have to have, like, this public recognition form because the other students would feel bad.
The controversy started when a parent of an honor student at Aiken wondered if the extra attention was hurting students whose grades weren't good enough. Bernie Driscoll is also the father of an honor roll student. He says the concern raised is understandable.
Someone took advantage of a loophole, I think, and brought up a concern. They said, hey, we didn't want our child to be probably recognized while some other kids may feel bad about it, which is a totally valid opinion from a parent, but also at the same time, you know, it opened up a can of worms.
In response to the parents' concern, Nashville schools sought a legal opinion from the city. It turns out that it's against state law to publish a student's name for any reason without a parent's permission. Immediately, honor rolls came down, some school assemblies honoring students were canceled, and parents fired off angry emails and calls to the school district. But school officials never said not to publicly recognize students, just get permission first. Roxy Ross, Aiken's principal, says she was initially blindsided by the law.
I can understand it. I do see how it fits in with the Privacy Act. So I'm very comfortable with collecting permissions. We collect permissions for almost everything we do. It's not that big of a deal.
For the rest of the year, all of Nashville's public school principals have sent students home with the required permission slips. Nashville Public School spokesman Craig Owensby says next year it'll be different.
Right now, the procedure is that parents have to sign a form saying it's okay to use the child's name. What we're going to do next year is reverse that process and assume that it's okay unless the parents say no.
Some parents at Aiken, like Maggie's mom, Bitsy Ward, says she doesn't mind signing another permission slip, but wonders if the privacy issue may be taken too far in the future.
I have no problem with it. I grew up with an honor roll, and I think it can give incentive to kids to do better because they want to be on the honor roll. If you're going to draw the line on honor roll privacy issues, where do you draw the line for sports recognition for sports things?
Bitsy's 9-year-old daughter Maggie makes the honor roll consistently. She misses the publicity of having her name posted in the school's main hallway and says the honor roll is really about friends being proud of each other.
It was kind of cool because your friends and stuff could look up your name and say, wow, my friend's on the honor roll.
Maggie may soon see her name again on the honor roll. Principal Roxy Ross says for the first time in months, her staff is busy finding out who made the honor roll and who has permission from their parents. She says it will be posted back in the main hallway soon. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Fellows in Nashville.